Thanks everyone again for joining us here at the Jefferies 2013 Global Healthcare Conference. Again, I'm Raj Denhoy with the Medical Device Research Team. First company this morning we have is Wright Medical, and to tell us the company story is Lance Berry, the company's Chief Financial Officer. So Lance, turn over to you.
Thanks, Raj. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking a little bit of your morning to learn about Wright Medical. I will be making some forward-looking statements and using some non-GAAP measures today, so I will refer you to the cautionary notes on the slides as well as the reconciliations on our website. So, Wright Medical is a global orthopedic medical device company. At the midpoint of our guidance, we anticipate sales of approximately $490 million for 2013. We have a market cap of roughly $1.2 billion. We do business in over 60 countries and have over 100 marketed product lines. Our business is focused on two primary segments. The first is our extremity segment, which we include biologics in and represents about 45% of our sales. It's a very nice size market. We estimate to be about $3.5 billion and growing nicely in the 8 to 10% range. This is also a high margin market. We're focused mainly today in the foot and ankle space of that market where we're a recognized leader. We're also currently very U.S.-centric in this business, although we have started to make some progress internationally and think that's a good growth opportunity for us going forward. And then our primary focus in this business is to be high growth. The other segment that we focus on is the ortho-recon segment, or the hip and knee business. Very different market, very large, but also very mature and very competitive. It's a slow growth market where it's very difficult historically to move market share. We have, however, been a very capable mid-sized player in this market for a very long time. This is the legacy part of our business, and we are more internationally centric in this area with a larger international business than a U.S. business. Our focus here is really to maintain our market share, but to do it in a manner that's much more efficient and cash-friendly than we have in the past. We're currently in the middle of executing a transformational plan that began in early 2012, soon after our current CEO, Bob Palmisano, joined the company. The first phase of that plan was focused on accelerating our foot and ankle growth and improving our free cash flow. And we had several initiatives in 2012 that were aimed at driving that. First was to convert our U.S. foot and ankle sales force to direct. In the beginning of last year, our sales force was about 30% direct, about 70% independent. Today, we have 80% of that sales force that are direct employees. Next was to significantly ramp up our foot and ankle medical education. That's very important for that space. There's lots of products, lots of procedures, trying to get surgeons to adopt new ways of treating their patients. So medical education is extremely important. We had seen a significant slowdown in that in the previous several years and had a big initiative to ramp that up. We trained over 2,000 surgeons in 2012, which was roughly triple what we had done in the previous year. And then third, we had a big initiative to improve our cash flow, with the main driver of that being improving our inventory productivity. So our industry typically has significant amounts of inventory, but we were an outlier even to industry standards. We had an initiative to reduce inventory by $100 million over 4 years and generate $100 million of cash. We generated about $30 million of cash benefit in 2012. So altogether, those initiatives enabled us to accelerate our foot and ankle growth from approximately 7% in Q4 2011 to 20% in Q4 2012, and to more than triple our free cash flow from approximately $15 million in 2011 to approximately $49 million in 2012. Additionally, a key milestone in 2012, we signed the Biomimetic acquisition, which closed in early 2013, which adds a potential breakthrough biologic to the business. So we've made some great progress on this transformational plan in 2012. We have a new set of initiatives for 2013 to move us into the next phase, and we anticipate that combined those initiatives will allow us to exit 2013 on a great trajectory for revenue growth and earnings improvement. So what is our focus for 2013? We have three areas. We want to accelerate our growth in foot and ankle. We want to build a growing global ortho recon business and sustain our cash flow while improving our profitability. So some of these initiatives you see in the bullet points are continuations from the 2012. Three things to highlight as new for this year. First is to improve Salesforce productivity. Second is an initiative called Right Direct, which we'll cover in more detail in a minute. And then thirdly, an initiative to improve our gross margins. So on Salesforce productivity, we entered the year with our U.S. foot and ankle Salesforce productivity at approximately $700,000 per rep per year of sales. We have a target to get that to $1 million at some point in 2014. We think we can actually drive it higher than that, but the first milestone is to get to $1 million per rep. Now that we have the Salesforce Direct, we can really attack the productivity and really have, you know, kind of three areas we're focused on, which is incentive compensation, the sales management and sales process for this group, and then lastly, to reduce their non-selling time, which is there are some significant drags on selling time, which we think we can make great progress on. The other item we talked about was to increase gross margins. So we think we have a pretty straightforward plan to increase gross margins by roughly 400 basis points over the next 3 to 4 years and focus three areas there. First is improve our shop floor efficiency. When we benchmark ourselves, we think there's some pretty significant efficiency gains that we can get. Second is better supplier integration. We really are very transactionally based with our suppliers as opposed to more partners with our suppliers, and we have a good opportunity there. And third is to really balance our fixed overhead. Again, benchmarking would say that we are out of line there, and we have a pretty straightforward plan to get that back to where it needs to be. Talking for a minute about products, first in foot and ankle. We have the broadest foot and ankle portfolio in the industry. This is really important. Foot and ankle surgeons deal with a lot of bones, a lot of joints. They do a lot of different procedures, and the ability to bring them a complete portfolio of products is very important, as well as to have a sales force that really understands those products and those procedures. We'll continue to invest in R&D. There's a great opportunity to continue to innovate across each of these product lines and get meaningful improvement in outcomes and to be able to be paid additionally for those improvements. On the biologic side, the key thing to point out is the Biomimetic acquisition, which closed in Q1 of this year. That acquisition adds a breakthrough biologics platform to the business that could really significantly accelerate our growth in that area. It's a really interesting technology that Biomimetic has with opportunities, future opportunities, both in bone repair and soft tissue, which is somewhat unique. The first product that potentially come to market is the Augment Bone Graft. This is really a perfect strategic fit for our business. It's focused on a foot and ankle indication, which is a market opportunity of, we estimate, approximately $300 million. And it is right in the sweet spot of what our current foot and ankle sales force, those procedures they're calling on every day. So it's a great fit for us, and we get great leverage off that sales force. So we're very excited about that. We're currently waiting a final regulatory decision on Augment. Continue to anticipate that we would receive something on that between now and January 2014. On the hip and knee side, we have a very competitive line of primary hip and knee products. In particular, the medial pivot technology for knees and the SuperPath surgical technique for hips are great technologies that we can use to maintain our market share and pick up new business. However, having said that, the core hip and knee market is very slow growth and very competitive and historically very difficult to move market share. We think these are great technologies that can help us defend the share we have. We have some other opportunities that we're going to discuss here in a minute we think can help us to improve our growth in the hip and knee area. So the first one of those is Right Direct. So this is a new initiative created to take advantage of the changing dynamics in the U.S. healthcare system, which are resulting in significant cost pressures on hospitals. This business solution provides hospitals an opportunity to achieve some significant cost savings on their hip and knees, but they do have to take on some responsibilities that they don't currently take on today. Based on our market research, which was very extensive in this area, we estimate about 10% of the procedures in the U.S. are really good targets for this business solution, and that portion of the market is growing quickly. We're very uniquely positioned to take advantage of this new market opportunity for a couple of reasons. First, we have clinically proven products. You're going to have to be able to make the hospital and the surgeons comfortable that they're going to get good quality outcomes from this business solution, and clinically proven products is very important to that. The next thing is that we have the expertise to support the hospital in implementing the change to the business model that they're going to have to do. Also very important to get them comfortable with doing things differently within their own system. And then thirdly, we have very low risk of cannibalization with only 2% market share in the U.S., and really the work we've done on the type of hospitals that this is a good fit for, we feel very comfortable that our risk of cannibalization is very, very low. So we're in the very early stages of implementing Right Direct, but we're really excited about this opportunity, and we think it really could be a significant opportunity going forward. The other opportunity we have to grow our hip and knee business incrementally, as well as to further accelerate our foot and ankle growth, is international business. So if you look through the major markets, so Europe, Western Europe, that is a pretty slow growth for hips and knees, also very competitive. We have some great opportunities there in foot and ankle. So right now today, we have significant share and distribution in a few markets, but not all of them. And we have some great opportunities to expand that. An example is we did a small acquisition at the beginning of this year in the UK of a small foot and ankle company. But the big thing that provided us was overnight a direct foot and ankle sales channel for the UK that we can then drive all of our significant foot and ankle product portfolio through. So we did acquire some revenue, but more importantly, we think we can grow it off that base very quickly. And there's other market opportunities like that in Europe for foot and ankle. In Japan, the opportunity is more on the hip and knee side. In late 2012, we launched two of our flagship products, which is the Evolution Medial Pivot Knee and the Dynasty Biofoam Cup. And in particular, the Evolution Knee, we've seen great early success with, and we're really optimistic about our ability to improve our knee growth in particular in Japan in 2013 and beyond. And then if you look outside those two major regions and think more about the emerging markets, which we really service more through stocking distributors, we think we have some excellent opportunities in select markets to grow both our foot and ankle and our hip and knee business. In particular, as we do better with our inventory initiative in the U.S., that gives us an opportunity to be more aggressive deploying instruments and inventory into some of these distributor markets to grow that business. So international is a good opportunity for us for both sides of the business. Recap quickly how we're doing on one of our 2012 initiatives, which was the inventory initiative. As we said before, we generated about $30 million of cash benefit in 2012 with a goal of $100 million over a four-year period. The other thing I want to spend a little bit of time on is the ancillary benefit that this initiative provides for Salesforce productivity. So in our work on this initiative, we found that our sales reps were spending anywhere from 40 to 50% of their time really on managing inventory. So as a part of this initiative, we are really getting that burden off of the sales rep and moving that to other people that are focused on the inventory management, can free up the foot and ankle sales reps to spend more time selling. One of our pilot locations for one of our U.S. inventory management locations, we saw rep time spent on managing inventory decrease from 40 to 50% down to closer to 20%. So when we think about foot and ankle sales rep productivity, the inventory initiative can actually be very synergistic with that, and we're really looking for that to be a big driver on Salesforce productivity as well. So as we said earlier, we're currently in the right in the middle of executing this transformational plan. Prior to 2012, the company had had some struggles. We had an extended deferred prosecution agreement. Growth had really slowed. Free cash flow was pretty poor, and we were pretty heavily weighted to the slower growth hip and knee business. So we're in the middle of our plan to transform the business into a more extremities-focused business that's more balanced between U.S. and international, higher growth, higher margin, and strong cash flow. We made some great progress on that. We successfully exited the DPA. We really accelerated our foot and ankle growth, and we've significantly improved free cash flow. As we look at 2013, we're looking for some additional milestones, which is to exit the year with a growing global recon business. So we haven't seen that business grow for quite some time, and we are anticipating hitting that milestone as we exit the year. And also continue to make progress in shifting the mix from a more hip and knee-centric business to a more extremities-centric business. We've made some good progress there. We expect to continue that, and then hopefully with an augment approval that we can also get biologics growing very quickly and further accelerate that shift. So in summary, as we look forward, we're building on two very solid platforms. They have different opportunities for creating shareholder value. One is more about growth. The other one's more about efficiency and cash. But they both offer great opportunities. Within both of those segments, we're going to focus on areas where we can win. We're very big on focus. We need to pick a few things. We need to make significant progress on those things. I think we did a good job on that in 2012, and we're really focused on that on 2013 and going forward. And we think we have a very good plan to improve the financial performance of the business. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lance. We have 7 minutes or so in here for questions before we go to the breakout room, so maybe I'll ask a couple. The Right Direct initiative captured a lot of attention when you guys first started talking about a month ago, at least publicly to folks like us. What's been the receptivity in the marketplace amongst your customers and also from hospitals, well, customers being clinicians and then also from hospitals? What's been the feedback as you've gotten more public with this initiative?
Well, first of all, it's very early. In the investment community, it's been talked about quite a lot. I would say within the market is probably a little less widely discussed. We're early on. We have a couple of facilities that are in the evaluation stage with Right Direct, which is great. Basically, what you see is a lot of interest from the administrative side of the hospital, CEOs, CFOs, purchasing departments. They're all very excited about it. But then when you really dig in, there's only a very small subset of those hospitals that really have what's necessary for this business solution to be successful in that hospital. So there's a lot of interest there, but then, when you really understand the profile for the hospital, very few of them really fit. As we said, it's probably only about 10% of the procedures today that are a good fit. And so that's what a lot of the work is that on our side, which we saw on our previous initiative that really didn't work so well, is you have to be pretty disciplined about your targeting. You can waste a lot of time with a lot of people that are really interested but probably don't have what's necessary to get it implemented.
So do you have a sense, though, when we might start to see some contribution?
We've said really not to anticipate much in the way of 2013 revenue. I would hope maybe as we're exiting 2013, we'd have some visibility to what maybe we could expect for 2014. In some ways, this is a market creation initiative, which those are difficult to time. And, there is real change that has to occur at the hospital level. So some of the sales cycle on some of these we expect could be, longer than your typical sales cycle.
Okay. And in terms of the changes you need to make internally, part of my understanding of this is that it's less sales intensive, but you still have the technical component that goes along with it. Are you making changes internally to the way you're organizing and incentivizing your sales force around this?
Some. Really, I would say is we have a creating a small organization designed to go after this market, which we would really view as totally separate than our core current hip and knee market. And so there is alignment we have to get with the current sales force that services that core hip and knee market. Really, this is a good opportunity for that core hip and knee sales force. And we have very little business in these facilities today. And, you know, honestly, they were unlikely to get business, or if they had business, probably to even keep it going forward in the facilities that were going to be really progressive and looking for ways to significantly drive down their hip and knee costs. This is a way for them to earn some money in those facilities. And the other thing is the right direct product offering really, although it will service the vast majority of primary hip and knee procedures, it's not going to handle all of them. And the rep is going to be needed for certain complex cases, and there's an opportunity there for them to develop relationships and to earn some additional dollars without investing a lot of time. So this is really could be a good opportunity for our core hip and knee sales force.
You may be segueing to augment. We're in that period where you've defined or you've outlined when we should expect approval. I think it was April through January, if I'm not mistaken. So we're in that. Is there any ongoing discussion with the FDA at this point, or have they received everything they're going to get, and now they just need to make a decision?
I mean, primarily we're just waiting on them to make a decision. I mean, we check with them and make sure they don't need anything else. So there is, you know, interaction that goes on, but you know, we have no substantive update. Other than, you know, they have the information and we're waiting to hear back from them.
And as you're preparing for hopefully an eventual launch of this product, you know, are you starting to seed the market in a sense, talk to clinicians, get feedback on the product?
Actually, we're pretty careful to not do that. So, I mean, right now we don't have approval and certainly don't know what final labeling would be. So actually something to be very careful about. We're really more focused internally to make sure that we're ready for the launch and be able to do all those things as quickly as possible once we have clarity on, you know, final approval date and labeling.
And I guess the basis of my question was you put up this number of 100,000 procedures and a $300 million market for that. I'm trying to get a sense of how well you've vetted that number and how comfortable you are that you're going to see the demand once the product is launched, that clinicians will start to convert their cases over to this product at that price point of $3,000 per case.
So we've done a fair amount of work, but the number of procedures you can readily determine just from based on the indications that were sought through the trial. And then the price point we've done work on really trying to compare to what other things are out in the market today, because, you know, it's a $300 million market opportunity, but it is a space that is serviced by a number of different types of products that we will have to sell against. And really the price point is based on, you know, the research that we've done, and we compete in that market today as well, and where we feel like we can price this product. You know, and as far as clinician demand, you know, this is certainly amongst the thought leaders within the foot and ankle community. This is a well-known product. We interface with those surgeons every day. I mean, we feel like there is certainly some pent-up demand within some portion of the foot and ankle community for this product that we would be able to capture very quickly. From that point, you know, we will have to go, you know, drive market adoption and compete, you know, against the other products that are in the market and against autograft. But we think we'll have some very good tools to do that.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe we'll leave it there and take it to the breakout in the Carnegie room. Thank you.
Right. Thanks.